Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. There was joy that I'm glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for in the house is going to be there, and his presence forevermore. Is there anybody excited other than me to be revived today? If anybody need God to do some things in your life today that causes you to open up your mouth to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory, the purpose of this world, what we're following, is for souls to be saved, for people to come one way, but they leave a different way. It's for healing to take place, deliverance to take place, breakthrough to take place. I don't know what you stand in need of today, but I just want somebody to be encouraged today to let somebody know that whatever you stand in need of, you can get it today. Today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day of breakthrough. Today is your day of miracles. Today is your day of breakthrough. Today is your day of healing. Whatever you came for tonight, you can get it today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. We shall open up our mouths, give God some praise, some honor, and the glory. Why? Because this is the day. And I just want to let somebody know that you qualify for a miracle. Today is your day for miracles. Today is your day for deliverance. Today is your day of healing. Today is your day. Amen. And so as we get started, we have a program in process already. Amen. At this time, we're going to have Senior Elder Ronald Milton to come. Give us our opening scripture, followed by Prophet Deborah Johnson to come and give us an opening prayer. Amen. And then we're going to have Sister Robinson to come and give us a selection in that order, please.
Praise the Lord, saints. Our opening scripture for tonight comes from the New Testament, Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 11 through 17. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Thank you, Dear Elder Malcolm. Go ahead.
Dearly Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we glorify your name. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, if we sin against your word, God, we ask you, God, that you would forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we come giving you praise, and we come giving you glory, and we come giving you honor, because you deserve the praise, and you deserve the glory, and you deserve the honor, God. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. God, we believe that by faith, God. God, that someone's life is going to be turned around on tonight, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you will send your delivering power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're lifting up to you, God, Chief Apostle Betty Thomas, God. God, that you will lead her and guide her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone, God, that's connected to chosen generation, God. I'm asking, God, that you would even lead them and guide them, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we're saying yes to your will and yes to your way, God. We're going to obey you, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. How you going to move on tonight, God? God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor, God. God, I'm even lifting up to you, God. God, my brother, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for all of the all of the nurses and all of the doctors, God, that's in New York, God, I'm asking, God, that you would cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. We're the ones that are in the hospital all over the land, God. God, for you to heal, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We even lifted our president up to you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you have your way right now, God, in the name of Jesus, leading him and guiding him, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, everyone that's on this line on tonight, God, oh, God, give them direction. And God, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the song. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for the scriptures used by Elder Ronald Senior, Elder Ronald Milton. We thank God for the prayer done by Prophetess Deborah Johnson. I almost called her apostle. I'm sorry. Amen. Now this time, though, we're going to have Sister Robert. And then we're going to have General to come and give us a welcome and a announcement. Amen. In that order, please.
I am going to sing soon and very soon. Am I coming through clearly?
Yes, we can.
Yes, John. Okay, thanks. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Should there be any rivers we must cross, should there be any mountains we must climb, God will supply all the strength that we need. Oh, give us grace until we reach the other side. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. We have come from every nation. God knows us each by name. Jesus took his blood and washed my sins, and he washed them all away. Yes, there are some of us who have laid down our lives, but we all shall live again on the other side. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Lord, hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Robinson, for that song. We're going to have General to come to give us a welcome and our announcements. And then we're going to have Apostle Thomas to come to give us an introduction of the speaker. And then we're going to have a Samana solo by Sister Sharon. And then the next voice will be the speaker of the hour in that order.
Amen, amen. On behalf of a Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, our Chief Apostle B.A. Thomas, we welcome you to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. We welcome the callers and listeners from Texas, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, Ohio, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia, California, Tennessee, Connecticut, Missouri, Nevada, New York, and Maryland, and we welcome all those from all over the world to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. Tomorrow night's speaker will be Bishop Mays at 5:30 on this line. Tomorrow night's speaker is Bishop Mays at 5:30. There are two hotline numbers for people that need help, and one is in L.A. and the other one is in San Bernardino, and this is in California. The L.A. number is 800-479-7328. Again, 800-479-7328. San Bernardino, 909-236-5474. Again, 909-236-5474 if you know anyone that needs help. Our holy convocation will be July the 8th through the 12th. This is our Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches holy convocation this July 8th through 12th. July 8th will be men's night. The 9th will be women's night. The 10th will be youth night. And then on that Sunday will be our official day. Further information will be forthcoming about this event. But if anyone on the line that would like to participate in our holy convocation, would like to be on program, bring a word, read a scripture, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, you can contact Chief Apostle and give her whatever it is that you want to do. Again, our holy convocation, July 8th through the 12th. If anyone would like to participate, please contact our Chief Apostle, Dr. B.A. Thomas. Her number is 310-590-5572. Again, 310-590-5572. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. One more time, amen. The church is within us. We are the church, and so wherever we go, then we take the church along with us, amen. So it gives me great pleasure on tonight to introduce the woman of God, the great woman of God, a woman that God has chosen, a one that God has put his word inside of her, a woman that's on the battlefield for the Lord, a woman that don't mind making room for God, don't mind doing the things of God. This great woman of God, it gives me great pleasures on tonight to introduce this great woman. So I introduce to some and present to others, no other than Evangelist Pearl Porter on tonight. At this time, we will have a selection by Sister Sharon, And after that selection, the next voice that you will hear will be no other than that evangelist, our evangelist, Pearl Porter. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sharon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God tonight. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood, perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture, now bursting my sight, angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. And I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. And I'm praising my Savior all the day long. I said, this is my story. This is my song. And I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. Bless you, God. This is my song. And I'm praising my Savior. And I'm praising my Savior. And I'm praising my Savior. Oh, the day long. Bless your name, God. Amen.
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 Bless you.
Amen.
See my speaker,
Evangelist
Porter. God bless
you. Amen. Amen. I thank God. First, I give my obedience to God the Father and to his darling son, Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit, which is my keeper tonight, and to all of y'all that are assembled here tonight. And I just want to bring greetings from the Riverside Baptist Church. Our Honorable Pastor Terry and his wife, Sister Barbara Collins, which is tuning in on with us tonight. I just want to thank God for this opportunity. Praise God. An opportunity that I know nobody but the Lord. And to our apostle tonight, for her in starting this revival and us coming together as Christians, believers, knowing that God, even going through what we are going through, God is still blessing. Praise God. And I'm just thanking God. Like she said, I thank God for that introduction. Just had me over here. I said, praise be to God. I have in my ministry is, your blessing is in the home ministry. I thank God for that ministry. And I'm I'm married. I've been married 46 years. My husband is Willie Porter. I have had six children. I have a deceased daughter. So I have five children, seven grandchildren, two son-in-law and two daughter-in-laws. And I'm just thankful to God. And through that, through my family and what God has blessed me, that's where this ministry birthed out from, blessing in the home ministry. And I need y'all to turn with me because tonight the topic of my message is your blessing is in your home. Praise God. I want y'all to say that with me. Y'all are not, you don't have to get off of me. Just say it where you're at. So my blessing is right here in my home. Praise God. And as God has brought us back to our homes through this pandemic that's going on, I tell you, it's just all in what God has been speaking to me and what I've been preaching for the last years. The blessing is in the home. Because we tend to treat everybody else, ladies and gentlemen, better than we do one another at home. And I was there, been there, and done that. But I want y'all to turn with me tonight to Luke chapter 16. And we're going to start at verse 19. And I know y'all have heard this story probably many times, but this is my story. I love it. I love it. The rich man and Lazarus. Praise God. Because it's time for us to get concerned about our loved ones being saved. It's all about salvation now. As my pastor always preach, you know, it's time for us to get saved. Because not only saved, but we have another. We have to get not only saved, but we need to be sanctified. Praise God. Because John said, you know, I baptize with water, but there's going to come one after me that I'm not worthy to stoop down and latch his shoes. He's going to baptize us with the fire and the Holy Ghost. So that's what we're looking at tonight. And in this message tonight, you all, and I want y'all to think about your family tonight. Those that you know, right there in our homes, a lot of time, our husband, our children, our grandchildren, whoever, that don't know Jesus. We have sisters, we have brothers, we have nieces and nephews, cousins, uncles and aunties, family. I want y'all to keep that in the forefront of your mind as we go through this message tonight. Your family. And a lot of people think hell is not real. And this message tonight, you're going to find out that hell is real.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I don't want none of my family. I don't want none of my family members to go to hell, you all. But we've been concerned about everybody else. But God says time for us to get concerned about the family. Why do we have so many divorces among the saints? From my understanding, they stand as saints in the church do have more divorces than in the world right now. But we got to change those statistics today. Praise God. So we get ready to start here, verse 19. Luke 16, starting at verse 19. It said, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple fine linen, and fared substantially every day. Oh, he had it going on every day. He was looking good every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, dogs came and licked his sores. Praise God. And later, God gave me this revelation. That rich man, that's us, that goes to church every Sunday, listen to the word, we praying. Oh, we got Christ in our life. We have it going on, praise God. But that poor Lazarus man, that beggar, that's the one out there in our family that don't know Jesus. That's the one that we tend to look over that don't know Jesus. So keep that in your mind. The rich man, that's us that know Jesus, have Christ in our life. But that beggar is those that we know that don't have Christ. Praise God. And all the poor man needed was just a little crumb. When you go to church on Sundays and you got all this Christ, do you go back and even take a little crumb? Do we take a little crumb to our people, our loved one that we know that don't know Jesus? And that's all them beggar wanted was a crumb that fell from the rich man's table. And it said it came to pass that the beggar died. Praise God. The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died but he was buried. Praise God this morning. Do you want to be carried or do you want to be buried today? Think about that. So you got to watch out the way we treat people, because God said, you know, that stranger you might be treating, you might be entertaining an angel unaware. Praise God. So he was a beggar, but he died, but he went up into Abraham's bosom. But the rich man went down and he was buried. And he said, in hell, oh my God, in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And he see Abraham afar off, and Lazarus was in his bosom. Praise God. Now, during the time that he was living, had all of this, that beggar just wanted a crumb. All they wanted is a little crumb from you. All they need is a little crumb, just a little Jesus from you when we leave. But he, at all that time, he couldn't see. He didn't see that beggar. He didn't see him. But look when he died. He looked up, and he saw him in Abraham's bosom. Praise God. But look what happened. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Lord, this the rich man now. This us now. He had a chance, all that chance. Praise God. He even knew who Jesus was. He said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of the finger in water. Oh, my goodness. And cool my tongue, for I am in torment in this flame. Now, you all see that? I get excited with this message. Now, this is the same man. When he was living, he wouldn't even get a poor man a crumb. But now he asking God, asking Abraham, would you allow Lazarus to just give a tip? Just let him tip, put his finger in a tip of water and let me, and cool me. But I'm in torment. He's in, Lazarus in heaven, and he's down in hell in torment today. Praise God. But think about it. Do we want our family member or anybody we know to be in hell? Or do we want them to be in heaven? But look at it. We going to church every Sunday. Every Sunday, we're looking over them, even right there in our own homes. Praise God. A lot of times we leave out of there, leave the husband, leave the children in the bed. You know, we got sisters. We got never invite them. But praise God. But the thing that really touches me is the fact that when he was living, he couldn't see the man. He didn't know him. But now he's asking God to let him put his tip in his finger to just cool him. He said, but Abraham said, son, remember. Oh, my God. And y'all know we don't like to hear that word, remember. When we done did somebody wrong and we come back to him and say, well, remember what you did to me last week and you coming back to me for something? But this is what he said here. He said, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Praise God today. Do we want our family member to be in torment? Or do we want them to be comfort like us today? And that's what this is all. This is what this message is all about. We've got to get concerned about our family members being saved. We've got to get concerned about our family members going to heaven. So that's what's important today. That's what's most important. And you're seeing right here, if anybody ever asks you, is hell real? You can take them to right here and let them see. And besides all of this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hell to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from death. Now, it's too late now, and nothing I can do for you. I'm up here, you down there. God got a gulf fixed between us. I can't do nothing for you now. When you had the chance, when I was sitting at your gate, hallelujah, just asking for a crumb, you couldn't give me a crumb. How did I push that out? You didn't have nothing. You didn't even want to have nothing to do with me. The dog was coming over there licking my soul. Praise God. And we treat dogs sometimes better than we treat one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll go out there and we'll treat everybody. We go to work. Everybody, ha, la, la. But we get home. We get to our home, to our own family members. And that's what God is telling us today. And he said, praise God, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. This is the part I'd like to get to you all. If he would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Lord Jesus, who do you have in your house? Who do you have in your family that you know that needs Jesus right now? I can think of some in my family, not only family, friends and all that I know in my community. I know a lot of them that need Jesus. He said that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Now, this is the rich man now. He wasn't thinking about all of that when he was living. Praise God. When he had all of that riches and all that, because God said it's going to be harder for a rich man to get into heaven than a camel to go through an eye of a needle. But we just think, but look at him now. He's concerned about his brothers now. Lord Jesus. Y'all, don't wait. Don't let it be too late. And I'm preaching this message today. But God said, when you preach to others, I'm just preaching to Pearl today. Praise God. And I'm praying that you all are getting what God is telling us today. Because during this pandemic, this is getting us all together at home. We're at home. And thank God for the telephone where we could just spread out all over the United States and take this gospel. So he said, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Have mercy. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, Lord Jesus, they will repent. Glory to God. Is that what you think they're waiting on? Somebody to come back, maybe mama, or maybe a daddy, or maybe a sister or brother that has died? You think that's what they might be waiting on? To come back from the dead so they can repent? No, they're waiting on us. They're waiting on us today to come and if we're going to invite them. Well, they ain't going nowhere. You keep inviting them. God said, go into the hedge and the highway and compel them to come. That means if you got to drag them, let's get them in, saints. It's time for us to get, you're going to hear me keep saying, get concerned about the salvation of our family members. Praise God. And the last scripture here is said, and he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Praise God today. God is saying, if they don't hear us, ain't no way they're going to hear nobody's coming from the dead. But the problem is, saints of God, we got to get out there, and we got to get out there to our family members. And y'all know the one a lot of we don't want to be bothered with. Oh, he don't do nothing but drink. He don't do nothing but smoke. He don't do nothing but gamble. They don't do nothing but this and that. But you know what? That's what Jesus was in. Praise God. He went and that's where he found him. He said, I'm married to the backsliders. Hallelujah. He went and ate with the sinners and the Pharisees. And the disciples were standing there. Why are you sitting there eating with them? Jesus said, if you're well, you don't need a physician. It's the ones that sick. Hallelujah. So I thank God tonight, the blessing is in the home, and the blessing is in our family. And like I say, like I started off, the rich man is us that have Jesus. And if we don't do nothing but take a little crumb back to our loved ones, a little bit of Jesus, hallelujah, just a little Jesus. That song, Mary, Mary, sang, just a little more Jesus, just a little more Jesus. And then God said, if we got the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains today. Hallelujah. We can move mountains today. Do we have the mustard seed of faith where we can stand in the gap and we can believe God for the salvation of our household, salvation of our family members? Praise God. And I'm praying, I said, God, I pray that we don't have what we call a pandemic religion. And when this pandemic is cooled all down, we're going to go back to our old ways. Ain't going to be concerned. Ain't going to be doing all this praying and reviving and all that. But I thank God today, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I'm like Nehemiah right now. I'm up on this wall, and it done got too good up here now. I don't want to come down. I want to just keep building and building and building. I want to see more souls saved. I want to do like Jesus said. Jesus says the work that he did greater than this we can do. I want to raise some dead folks. I want to walk down the corner of these hospitals and these people start coming off these breathing machines. Hallelujah. We ought to be able to speak to that bandana, and it should have just ceased to go. Hallelujah. That's what Paul, they laid people down in his shadow, and his shadow overshadowed him. They was healed. Praise God. These were disciples, Peter and John, the man at the gate of Beautiful. He said, silver and gold, we don't have, but says, yeah, get up and walk. The man stopped running. It wasn't just Jesus. Jesus is waiting on us. He said, I'm looking for somebody that I can show myself mighty through. How about you tonight? How about you tonight? Can God use you tonight? You think, but God, you think, I don't have that title. But God, none of us can get no, because he said he don't have no respect of a person. And he said, in the last day, I'm pouring out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughter will prophesy. Hallelujah. Your young men will see good. Come on. God needs all of us today. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, three of us can chase 100,000 demons. Praise God tonight. And the message tonight, remember, and the most important thing that we have, God is all about us. He's not concerned about stuff. The most important thing we have is our family. Let's start loving. And my three words tonight, I love you. I start speaking those words. And one more thing, ladies and gentlemen. As we go forward, God said we eat the fruit of our own lips. I want y'all to remember, whatever coming out of our mouth, it's going to affect us first. And y'all know how we I tell them a little later, you know, it was a time where we knew Jesus. We could be some fuss warriors. We could be some prayer warriors, but we were some fuss warriors too. And we just are fussing and cussing and cussing. But we was only hurting ourselves, not knowing. And God spoke that to me a few weeks back. He said, pearl, the words come out your mouth. He said, it's not what goes in you that defiles you, but it's what comes out. So we're going to start loving, being kind and loving. God said, love and kind is what we're going to draw people to him. And the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is like it close. Praise God. Be concerned. We're going to get concerned about our family. Hallelujah. We're going to get concerned about their salvation. Because the thing is, we've had a lot of people die during this pandemic. But the most important thing, did they know Jesus? What was going to be? Or do you want to be buried tonight? Or do you want to be carried by the angels to heaven? Or in hell and being tormented? I don't want none of my family members to be. I thank God tonight. I thank God for this opportunity. And I thank God for you all listening. And I pray to God that God said something here tonight that you can go back and use, and always remember the blessing is right there in our home. And in our home, we talk about this natural home, but the home that God is talking about is our hearts tonight. It's our heart. And as it penetrates in our heart, it's going to automatically penetrate in our homes, in our natural home to one another. If love is in our heart, love is going to come out of our mouth. And again, I want to thank you all, and I want to thank our pastor tonight for allowing me to come and be a part of this revival. And I want to thank God for all of those that are listening. I sent out a lot of texts, and I pray as many of them got on here as possible. But tonight, I want to open the doors of the church. If there be anybody that don't know Jesus and depart of their sins, and you would like to acknowledge Jesus as your Savior tonight, you can do that at this time. Praise God. You can do that at this time. If there's anybody on here that don't know Jesus, and we'd like to acknowledge him tonight as their Lord and Savior. Do we have anybody? Do we have anybody tonight? But praise God. At this time, we'll ask for any prayer requests. Or anybody would like to make any comments. If this helped anybody tonight, this message, have a comment or prayer.
Yes, I would like prayer for marriages. And I'm asking prayer, and I'm for my son, and actually for all my children to come to Christ. Standing in the gap for marriages.
Standing in the gap for marriages. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We just want to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name right now, Father God. We come giving you glory, honor, and all praise, Lord God. Father God, as my sister has stated, God, we are standing in the gap tonight for marriages. We're standing in the gap for her children that they would be saved and sanctified, God. And we're just thanking you right now, God, that you are God and beside you there is none other, God. And we are thanking you right now, God, that marriages are being healed. Lord God, they are being healed. God, and Father God, husband and wives, God, are coming together, loving one another, Lord. They're going to be like the word says, if a man leave his mother and father, he cleave to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. And we're thanking you tonight for that, God, and we're praising you for it right now, God, and we're thanking for her children as she claims victory over her children, as she claims salvation for her household, because your word says the same spirit that's in her is in her children, children, children. So we are thanking you tonight, God. We are thanking you tonight for salvation, household salvation, and family restoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that.
God bless you, Mama. You just keep claiming the victory, speaking God's word over your family and over your marriage.
Amen.
Anybody else tonight? Comments, prayer requests, praise reports? Hallelujah tonight.
Yes, I would like to have prayer for my marriage restoration and continue my walk with Christ.
Marriages. And your walk with Christ.
Yes.
Praise God. As we are praying tonight for marriage, and I want all of y'all to hear, because even as my word was talking about tonight, is in these hands with the marriage of the enemy has placed his major attack on the family. But I thank God tonight as we come together and we are believing God for household salvation and family restoration. Hallelujah. And that's what it's about. Salvation. Salvation for your family. Praying to God that God would save them and sanctify them. Praise God. So, God, we thank you for our sister tonight. We thank you for her walk with you, getting closer, Lord God. And we thank you for restoring her marriage back, God. She's bringing it back to from the beginning, Lord God, when they first got married, God. We thank you for putting that love back in marriage tonight, putting love back in their hearts of the husband and the wife, God. Give them that love that runs from heart to heart, Lord. And, God, we are thanking you in advance because you told us we don't have to wait to the battle. Oh, we shout victory right now. Victory in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Sister, just keep on claiming the victory, speaking the word of God over your marriage that we are one. If a man leave his mother, father, cleave his wife, and the two will be one. Hallelujah. Just keep speaking that. And if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. You're a good thing, and God, my husband, got favor all over him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Do we have anybody else tonight? Comments, questions?
Yes, I have a prayer request for Frances McCall. She's having surgery tonight. He's a friend of my, one of my prayer partners. He's her mother.
The mother?
The mother is having surgery tonight. Her name is Frances McCall.
Okay, Miss McCall. Praise the Lord. We're thanking God right now for Miss McCall, Lord. Miss Frances McCall, and she's going through her surgery right now, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you would touch the doctors, Lord God. But God, just you know, God, because you said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the master. You are the master physician. And Lord, we are thanking you that you're going in right now ahead of her, Lord. You're going in there, Lord God. And you're leading the doctors in the direction that they need to go, Lord. And we are thanking you in advance for a good report, Lord. All is going well with her right now, Lord. Everything is well, Lord. Everything is well in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All she needs is faith. And we thank God that we are standing with her, God, and we're standing in faith. Her friend tonight is calling in on her behalf, God. And we are thanking you right now that all is well. We're going to say like the Shuvanite woman said, it's well tonight. All is well in Jesus'
well,
name. We pray, amen. It's well. It's well in Jesus' name.
Well,
amen.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Rushed to the emergency room on Thursday with the upper respiratory infection and pneumonia, and I've been just my time having to go, and I'm just believing the Lord and asking for prayers for restoration over my body and to heal myself and my husband, and that just keep us in perfect peace, because I'm very weak and I have a headache, and I just sick for the last 3 days.
Praise the Lord. And if you was hearing me when I was saying, God said, you know, it's what we speak out of our mouth. And we're gonna speak, and you can hold your husband's hand, and we're gonna speak. Jesus' word said, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and by his stripes you are healed. Hallelujah. He didn't say you might be, you should be. He said, by his stripes you are healed. So you just let that come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. And just thank God, because God said when we pray, if we believe, we already have it. And saints of God, I'm learning how to put the word of God to work. He said, if you work the word, it'll work for you. But we have a tendency, we'll speak today, we'll speak the word today, and then tomorrow we'll start speaking. He said, you will have whatsoever you say, whatever you say. But then we're looking at what we got. No, don't matter what it says, by God's sight, I'm healed tonight. By his sight, you are healed, sister. By his sight, and don't let nothing else come out your mouth. You all are healed. By his sight, I'm healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the Lord that God that brought thee out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You will not have no other God before me. God said, by his sight, you are. Say, I'm healed. By his sight. And just keep speaking that. See, the word of God, he said, my word is spirit and my word is life. Put my word in your heart and you won't sin against me. Well, come out your mouth, baby. It's going to resonate into your heart. And when your heart starts receiving it, then your mind going to conceive it. And once your mind conceives it, then y'all will be able to receive it. But we got to, he said, if you confess it with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose, you saved. But with your mouth, with that mouth, confession is made unto salvation. How do I make my salvation? How do I make my healing? By what I confess to them. Out of my mouth. Come on. You eat the food of our own lips today. He said the power of life and death is in our tongue. And I'm speaking this to my sister, but I'm talking to all of us tonight. We've got to learn how to speak the word of God over our situation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, my word is spirit and my word is. He said, let the poor say I'm rich. Let the weak say I'm strong. The problems we've been having, the struggles we've been going through, we've been trying to do something that God has already done for us. It's already been done. He done died. He's not going to die no more. All we got to do is speak it. But when you speak it, you got to believe it. Hallelujah. Do you believe that Jesus died and rose?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Do you believe? He said, you saved. And he said, we don't have mustard seed of faith now, ladies. Hallelujah. Gentlemen, we got to stand up. We are the salt of the earth. But if the salt doesn't last, where they going to get it from? Thank God for your sister. You are healed. By Jesus Christ, you are what? Say that for me before we get off. Say that. By Jesus Christ, I'm what?
Healed.
Healed.
Say that again.
Healed.
Say that again.
Healed.
Come on. If you got any kind of yelling in your body tonight, say, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed.
By Jesus Christ, I'm healed.
Jesus
Christ,
I'm healed.
Praise God. Anybody else tonight? Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
I would like
Go ahead, baby.
I would like to ask for a prayer for those who are infected with coronavirus and have tested positive, that they be able to tell others that they have been in contact with, so that they don't put other people's lives in danger. And the reason I'm asking that, because a friend of mine told me today, I knew her mother had died with coronavirus. She was 67 years old. And she told me that her mother's sister that was sitting with her had coronavirus on to her mother, had coronavirus on to her father, had coronavirus on to her brother, passed coronavirus on to about three other sitters.
Oh, my God.
And then she went to a church meeting, and not knowing she had coronavirus at that particular time, she passed it on to several church members that came to the meeting. But the problem was, she said she was too embarrassed to tell everybody that she had coronavirus. So she put everybody's life at risk because she was too embarrassed to tell, go back and let them know that she had tested positive for coronavirus. So I hope that didn't happen to anybody else, but if we could have prayer for those that, you know, are too embarrassed, that they find some kind of faith with God, that God, that they're doing the right thing, to, you know, don't put
their
lives.
My God, my Lord. Yeah, that's like you said, that's you know, we thank God tonight. We're gonna thank God tonight, but yes. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's something but to know you got it. Another thing you don't know, but it's another thing you know you got it, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray God for that tonight, Lord. We pray God for us as a people, Lord God. And Father God, this thing is going all over the world, Lord God, and those that don't know God. And God, just protect the one that they're going around, Lord God. Protect them, Father God, from it. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask tonight, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace upon this thing that's going around, God. And we just ask that you will just be with us and stand by us and don't leave us alone tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you and thank you. Praise God. Do we have anybody else tonight? Any prayer requests? Praise report? Do you have a praise report? If you have a comment concerning the message tonight, if this message bless anybody, if you have family members that you know that you need to go and see about and talk to about Jesus, hallelujah. Anybody tonight?
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Aretha. Thank you so much for the word of God, because that is true. We need to share the word of God with our families. Thank God for Apostle. Keep Apostle Thomas even having this worldwide revival line. And God bless. Amen.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Sister?
Yes, sir. We hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can
Pastor
hear you.
Eric Collins. I'm certainly glad that I was able to join in this service and to be able to hear this message. I've been truly blessed to be a part of this great movement that the Lord has done in your life, that it reaches from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to California. It's very important because of the fact that the word says they have the prophet and they have Moses. Let them hear him. Mm-hmm. If they don't hear Moses and the prophet, they will not hear one who's been called from the dead, and that scripture is true today. Because
Amen.
Jesus has died and rose from the dead, and even now people refuse to hear him. I'm sad about the fact that this virus is being spread so deeply among our people. I want to say this, that God has given us everything we needed to survive in this country at this time. God gave us a president. God has given us pastors. God gives us doctors. God gives us lawyers. He gives us bosses. And we need to learn to hear God. Now, the president can only be my president. He cannot be the one who takes care of me in this coronavirus. It has to be the CDC. The Lord put them in place to tell us what to do in a time of coronavirus. So I'm not depending on my governor. I'm not depending on my president. I'm not depending on anybody but that little man who's speaking from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. If we would do what these people tell us to do, they're the only ones that know how to handle diseases. So if we would listen to them, the president don't know anything about controlling COVID-19, but the CDC does. My governor can't tell me when to reopen, but the CDC can. And if I'm forced to reopen, I still need to do what the CDC tells me to do. And that way, this virus won't be spreading so terribly among us. We've got to
Amen.
Learn because God put those people in place for us. So thank you for that message. Thank you for the wonderful work that the Lord has done in your life. Thank you so much. And thank you to this apostle who has opened the door that she may be able to reach everybody and the entirety of the United States. Not only that, but God will fix it away. Her worldwide mission will even go to another
Jesus.
Name.
Yes.
So we thank God for her. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank God. That's my pastor, you all. I thank God for him. He's a great support. And he will be coming on June 12th. Y'all be listening to him. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Y'all know that. Y'all know I have a good teacher. Praise God. Anybody else tonight?
Anybody yes, else? This is Naomi Jennings. I'm from Texas. And I just want to say I thank you for the word that was given, because I know that our families need to hear it. And I thank you for the man of God that just spoke that. It was a confirmation, because the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about how the devil is allowing things to be told to us, like we're being confused and we keep thinking that things are conspiracy, when we have to listen to the right people that God has allowed to be put into place. Like the man of God just said, as far as CDC, they are put into place for that. But the devil is saying conspiracy in areas where it isn't a conspiracy. So I thank you for saying that, because we have to listen to the Holy Spirit and be led by him in every way.
God bless you, sister. Thank you. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else?
Good evening. God bless you on tonight, Mother Pearl. What a mighty word that God gave you as it relates to the family. And in such a time as this, God is calling the families back together, because he ordained the family. And so it is very important. And so I just bless God once again for what he gave you tonight. God richly blesses your ministry. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Do we have anybody else? Prayer request, prayer before comments.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I just want to say the message was on time, as always. This is Rashonda Calvin calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just wanted to say thank you for praying for marriages, because right now with all that's going on, it's taking a toll on people and their family, because they're having to be with people all day long, you know, your family, and you're kind of isolated. You're used to being with others, put it like that. And there's nothing wrong with being with your family, but we're so consumed and busy with doing other things. So I feel like the Lord is trying to get our attention and put it back. Like you said, it starts in the home. So I do appreciate your word. It was on time, as I said, and your prayer for marriages is definitely something that is needed, because as we know, the devil, he likes to sift us as we seek in whom he may devour. But God, as long as we keep him first and foremost in our life, he's going to be in control of everything. And if we seek ye first, it will all fall into place. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you. God bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for that. God is good. Do we have anybody else tonight? And y'all, that was my niece, praise God. Thank God for her. Anybody else tonight? Have anybody else? Prayer request, praise support. A comment tonight.
I'm in Georgia, and I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for being able to visit this prayer line in these times where the enemy seems to try to shut down churches and things. And I like being able to meet God on this phone, sitting in my chair at home. I appreciate you.
God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else tonight?
Greetings. Thank you for the word that went forth. I just would like to put forth a prayer request for men on today.
For the men.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, for our men. And again, ladies, we're going to continue to pray for these marriages. Like our sister sort of said, you know, being at home and being seen like, but God, you know what, well, God is testing. This is a test for us. And like my pastor preached on today, you know, he was finding out more. We're getting to know one another better. I'm finding out things, and even about myself, because it starts with us first. And the Bible said, get the smoke out of our own eye first. Then we can see clearly how to get it out of our brother's eye. But a lot of times we've been looking at everybody else, and we got the fault. And God said, we teach it, but we need to be taught sometimes. So as we get ready to pray, for these men and marriages again, you all, and I just want y'all to just speak. And if you know anybody, if you know any loved one, anybody you know that's having marital problems, and we're going to start checking on one another, you know. And you see, you go to work and you see we're going to start checking on our family members. I know I am. You know, though that ain't been, we don't visit one another that much, you know, and, oh, we don't visit, but no. Those are the ones that God wants us to go after. Because he said when we walk in the front door, the devil got to fly out the back door 7 ways, ladies and gentlemen. Did he say that? He said when a prophet walk in the front door, that devil is supposed to be running from us. A sinner is not supposed to be sitting in the congregation of the righteous. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight, mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our men. We lift up our men tonight, God, and we are just praying, God, that you're going to put a fire, a new fire upon us. In our men's tonight. And women, as we sit, we're going to pray, God, and we're going to speak blessing over our husband, speak blessing over our son, speak blessing over the men's in the community. We're going to speak blessing. We're going to stop talking about it, and we're going to pray to God. God, you pull, give them the wisdom, the knowledge to know, to pull those pants up, Lord. Give them the knowledge to want to love you, Jesus, want to know you, Father God. And Father God, we are thanking you tonight. We are thanking you in advance for what you're going to do from this day forward in each and every one of our lives, in each and every one of our marriages. Because you told him when we catch that thief, he's got to give back to us 7 times what he took. So Satan, you owe us 7 times better relationship, 7 times better marriage, 7 times greater finance, 7 times greater community, 7 times better school, 7 times better president. All of the people that's in the authority over us, we are thanking you tonight. Even this pandemic virus, you got to go in the name of Jesus. You start to see as of today, the curve is going down, down, down. And all over this world, it's got to go down. It's got to go down. Cases are being solved right now. People are getting our breathing machine right now while we're even yet praying in the name of Jesus. People are being healed right there in their home right now in the name of Jesus. When you have to go to the hospital, they're going to be healed right now. Some coming off the breathing machine right now in the name of Jesus while we're praying. They're coming off those breathing machines in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord, again, we thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do in these homes with these families from this day forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise God, ladies. Do we have anybody else? But I thank God tonight. I give God praise again and honor. If that be all, I'm going to turn it back into the hands of our apostle. And again, ladies and gentlemen, remember, your blessing is in your home. And just take this word and start speaking the word. Speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God. That don't let doubt come out of your mouth. The power of life and death is in your tongue. And the word God says, he said, out of the oneness of your heart, your mouth speaks. Hallelujah. He says, guard our heart with all diligence, because out of our hearts flow the issues of life. So if you want to know what's in your heart, watch, examine what's coming out of your mouth. And y'all, I've taken on this, I love you. I love y'all through my house all day long. And guess what? It wasn't so much I'm telling it to nobody else, but I'm telling it to Pearl. And that's where I'm getting my strength from. I love you. Because those words that come out your mouth, we think we're hurting that other person, but we really have been hurt ourselves. And when the Holy Spirit reminded me of that a few weeks ago, you all, you know, I don't care what nobody say to me. I don't care what you do to me. I love you. I love you. Just start saying that. And if guess what? I tell them you done got too mad with him to say it to him, write on a piece of paper and put it where he can see it. Put it where he can see it. Put it on the refrigerator.
Put it in his lunchbox or put it on the bed where his side of bed where he sleeps at. If he done made you so mad you can't say it to him, just write it. Hallelujah. But don't let Amen. Nothing else but I love
it. I love it.
Hallelujah. And see, love will cover most through the sin. And love is the healer tonight.
So
because God said, I'm the Lord God, and y'all about to get me to preaching again tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I start talking about
Amen.
Love, that's a whole lot. But I thank God tonight for his love that we have for our family. Tell your husband, tell you, and even the children, stop hollering at those little babies and start hugging them and telling them you love them. And watch how they start getting better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say you're bad, my mama always said, you're going to get what you remember. You'll have what you say. You'll have what you say. Get in your word. I tell him, feed your spiritual man. Feed that spiritual man so he can be able to work through you and he can be able to lead you. If you feed him,
Amen.
He will lead you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if that be all, nobody else, I don't want to go off with nobody else. Thank God for you all.
Yeah.
And I praise God again for this opportunity. May God be with y'all.
Amen.
And I love y'all and nothing y'all can do about it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What an awesome word on tonight. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the woman of God on tonight. Everything that she exerted out on tonight. Return a virtue on tonight, God. Strengthen her, God. We thank you for the word, God, that you have poured in her spirit. The blessing is in her house, God. And we thank you, God, for blessing her life like never before, even the more, even the greater. I would call it the anoint her fresh and anew, even the more, even the greater. Give her, prepare her for major assignments, God, for what you have, for what you're about to pour into her to do even greater and even more. I would call it the next for just by name we pray, and all God's people that's in agreement with the prayer, say amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our hearts were blessed on tonight by the woman of God. Amen. If anybody desires, you may say you want to sow on sow tonight. You can do so for this great movement, this great work. Amen. That is going on. You can do so by using Cash App. I saw by Cash App. Chief Apostle, too. I want to challenge y'all to sow tonight because some of y'all need to sow. Amen. Some of y'all need to sow. Amen. I was taught not to preach behind the preacher. I'm a preacher myself, and so I'm not going to preach behind the preacher, but I want to challenge some of y'all. Some of y'all heard a word, that word bless you, and you need to sow on that word tonight. Amen. If you want to, you can do so by Cash App, Chief Apostle 2. Amen. And I don't know if the woman of God has a Cash App, but if God is leading on your heart, to bless the woman of God, amen, just send it by Chief Apostle too, and I believe Apostle know how to give it to her, amen. So let's be a blessing, let's sow in that word, because that word was off the, it was hot, right off the press of the Holy Ghost on tonight, amen. I want you to come back tomorrow night, and let's hear from Bishop Mays, amen, out of Macon, Georgia, amen. What awesome, what a well, also, man of God that he is, and I believe this man of God has a word for the people of God on tomorrow. Amen. And so we're looking to hear from him. Amen. I want to invite everybody to come back. Amen. Don't just come back on July 12th because you passed the preacher. You can come back. Amen. Amen. Before July 12th. Amen. Amen. And we going to have several Saturdays, amen. We're going to have a good Holy Ghost feel, good time in Jesus, amen. And so, amen, if all hearts and minds clear, amen, we're going to ask if the Archbishop or National Apostle is online, we would like to make give him room, give him space to say any words on tonight.
He's not online tonight.
Amen. Well, we're going to give Apostle our opportunity to have words on tonight, your first place to have opportunity tonight, Apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one and the family represented on tonight. I thank God for each and every one. I thank God for our opposite on tonight. Did he not do a marvelous job on tonight? So I thank you, Bishop Whitfield. I thank God for Elder Milton that is so faithful. He has been with us every single night of our revival. And we started back in April.
Bless
I think
you,
it was April 4th. and he has not missed not one night, and he has been in place. So my heart and my goes out to him and blessings and blessings. And his, amen, that his house shall be blessed. Amen. I thank God for Prophetess Deborah Johnson that did that powerful prayer on tonight. And any time that you call on her, she's always willing to be there. Amen. And Sister Robinson that did that beautiful selection, and to Sister Steele that sounds so beautiful on tonight. I just, from my heart, I want to thank you. From a chosen generation, we thank you. And my, did our hearts not burn with that message on tonight? Evangelist Pearl Porter, I thank God for you, and I thank God for your obedience, and I thank God for your prayers that has went forth on tonight. I thank God for our General Lily Small that did that warm welcome and our announcements on tonight. I thank God for each and every one. I thank God for Evangelist Porter, Pastor, being on the line with us on tonight. Pastor Terry Collins, and I thank God for the First Lady Collins being with us on tonight. And I thank God that she has to sing with us. We have some mighty powerful men and women on the line on tonight, so I don't want to get to start calling names out because I may miss somebody. But I thank God for Baton Rouge, Louisiana, being in the house tonight. Miss Jackson, Mississippi, Inglewood, California. Amen. Clinton, Louisiana, Long Beach, Baton Rouge. We got New Orleans. You know, God is so good. He is so good. We got Minnesota in the house. We got Beverly Hills, California in the house on tonight. Atlanta, Georgia, we see you. We know that you were in the house. We're asking that God will bless each and every house. We got Ohio in the house on tonight. Houston, Texas, we're not forgetting about you. Montgomery, Alabama, I see all of you on the line on tonight. Anaheim, we see you. Glendale, Texas, we see you. We should make peace on the line. We honor that man of God. He is a great man of God and a man with great wisdom and a man of knowledge. Bishop Matt Page, would you want to address the peoples on tonight? We are so grateful. We know that you just gotten off another line, but you took the time to just step in and be with us on tonight. We had a beautiful message on tonight. Your blessings is in your home. So, Bishop Matt Page, would you like to address us on tonight? We thank you for being with us.
Amen. I just thank God for the word of God and the people of God and those that preach the gospel. Our beautiful upon the mountain are those that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings. So thank the woman that brought the word. And we thank God that the word is getting out. And thank the woman of God who God put on her heart to get the word out. Not just into the building, but into the whole world. So praise God for you, Apostle Thomas. God bless you, and God bless the woman of God. I'm sorry I didn't hear the message, but I decided to step in anyway because I wanted to be a part and I wanted to be a support. And one thing, I thank you for supporting me, and I want to support you, and we want to move this thing forward because the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And all the things that you see now, we know that God is coming soon. And we, the people, need to get our hearts right before God. And so I just thank God for the word. Thank God for all of you on the line. And my praise from Sister Paige and I, God bless you and keep you. And may the Holy Spirit continue to walk with you and lead you into all truth. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop, for those kind words.
Thank you. This time, if there is nothing else, and I do encourage you to sign back in this week because we have some great speakers that have lined up during this week. So don't miss a word. You can always call in and get a word. You don't have to be at home and be entitled. But sign in, come in, be a part. And if it's not happening that they want to get out, let's get on calendar. But the calendar is still in. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service back over to our moderator. And I just want to say to him, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. You are doing a great job, and you are really, and you are faithful to the ministry. So at this time, I turn you back over to the hands of Bishop Whitfield. Man, God bless you all. Have a wonderful night, and to remember that the blessing is in your home. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for those kind words from Apostle Thomas. We thank God for those kind words from the bishop. Amen. On tonight. Bishop, what an awesome word that you gave us on tonight. And we thank everybody for calling in. And we want you to get the word out. Amen. Get the word out. Tell somebody about the line. Give the number out. Text somebody. Facebook it. Instagram the number. If you got to email the number, do that. Get the word out. Let's tell somebody about this worldwide revival that God is still moving by his power and people are being revived, healing take place, deliverance take place, breakthrough is taking place. Amen. God is just so good and he's just God all by himself. And he don't need nobody to help him be God. Amen. 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 The woman of God is preaching. I'm not going to preach after her. Amen. But we're going to allow the woman of God. Amen. I will be remiss. Amen. I'll be remiss to have the woman of God pastor on here and not give him a little room to have any words. So, Pastor, would you like, Pastor Collins, would you like that?
He spoke.
Okay. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're gonna ask your sister Evangelist Porter come and do a closing remarks and benediction. Let's receive her at this time. Evangelist Porter is in your hands.
Praise God. I thank God again. I'm very thankful to God for this opportunity tonight and thanking God for what he's doing and what he has done and what he's going to continue to do in each and every one of us. But sister was giving out the Cash App name for your ministry. So I was ministry asked for it, but I got a text through. They didn't get the name, the Cash App name for the ministry.
It is and Chief Apostle 2.
How you spell that?
That's the number. His chief apostle is C-H-I-E-L.
Okay.
A-O-S-T-L-E. And the number 2. And that's $ chief apostle 2.
Okay. Thank you. And she told me mine is $ Pearl Porter. That's
all righty.
Cash App name. See, that's the best. $ Pearl Porter. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So we thank God again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. I'm excited for all of y'all that join in tonight. And we're just going to, I will continue. We're going to continue to support this. And I see God taking this to another level. I see us all coming together, even if one day 40's over, we all meet up somewhere together. Because we're headed for the Super Bowl in Baton Rouge in Louisiana. We got a big Mercedes Benz dorm that we need to fill up. So we're going to be coming from all across the world. They fill it up for Super Bowl. We're going to fill it up for Super Bowl. We're going to have a Super Bowl for Jesus. As we bring our families in, as we get out there and tackle that devil down, kick him out the end zone, and we're going to make our way to the Super Bowl. Hallelujah. We're going to be Super Bowl champions in every area of our lives, okay? Super Bowl champions in every area. I told him I'm tired of the devil and his team getting all the Heisman Trophy, all the MVP players getting all the Super Bowl rings. We are Super Bowl champions for Jesus. Again, I thank you all. It's been a blessing for me tonight. I'm excited. I'm excited for my pastor and his wife and all of y'all from
from that came in be with us tonight. As I sent out the text, and I always able to join in us tonight. And we're going to continue to be with you, sister. We're going to continue to take this on to the next level. And may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, root, and vibe with us all tonight, here and forevermore. Let us all respond together. Amen. I bless you, and I love y'all, and ain't nothing you can do about it.